The Peacock and the Crane. In a sunny meadow bordered by tall grasses and a winding river, lived a peacock named Percy. Percy was proud, very proud, and he made sure everyone knew it. Each morning he strutted across the meadow, his tail feathers shimmering in bright blues and greens. When the sunlight hit them just right, they sparkled like jewels. Percy adored the attention. Whenever other birds glanced his way, he lifted his tail even higher. "Yes, yes," he would think smugly, "do admire me." One afternoon, while Percy was practicing his grandest tail-fanning pose near the riverbank, a soft shadow passed overhead. A crane named Celeste glided down from the sky and landed gracefully beside the water. Her feathers were pale and smooth, her wings long and elegant. She didn't shine like Percy, but she stood tall and calm, like she wasn't worried about anything. Percy blinked at her. "Hmm," he said, trying not to sound too unsettled. "You're rather tall." Celeste dipped her head politely. "Good afternoon." Percy fluffed himself up. "You've arrived just at the right moment. I was demonstrating my magnificent plumage. Would you care to admire it?" Celeste looked at him kindly. "Oh, it's very colourful." "Yes, quite beautiful, in fact." Percy preened. "Of course it is. No bird in this meadow can match me. Look how I shine. Look how I sparkle. Look how noisy you are," Celeste said gently. Percy froze mid-preen. "Noisy? I'm just expressing myself." Celeste gazed toward the open sky. "Beauty is lovely," she said softly. "But it isn't everything." Percy scoffed. "Ha! Says the bird with no colour at all." Celeste folded her wings calmly. "I may not glitter like you, but watch this." With one powerful sweep of her wings, she lifted into the air. Higher and higher she rose, above the meadow, above the treetops, above the winding river. She glided effortlessly, riding the warm currents with a grace that made the animals below stop and stare. Percy watched, speechless, as Celeste circled once, twice, then drifted back down to the grass beside him. A child walking along the path pointed excitedly. "Look, that tall bird can fly so high." Percy swallowed hard. Celeste smiled. "You see, Percy, I may not dazzle on the ground, but my wings give me the skies." Percy shuffled his feathers awkwardly. "Well, I suppose that is rather impressive." Celeste nodded. "We each have our gifts. Yours shine, mine soar. There's room in this meadow for both kinds of beauty." Percy thought for a moment. Then, feeling a little shy for once, he lowered his shimmering head. "Perhaps," he said, "perhaps we should walk together." And so they did, Percy strutting proudly on the ground, Celeste strolling gracefully at his side.